News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. Today is Children's Day, and Delhi's children are virtually under house arrest. Schools are shut for 2 days because the air is too toxic to breathe. The air quality index crossed 600 in some areas today. That's the severe emergency category. That's like smoking more than 20 cigarettes a day. All of us Dilliwalas are smoking 20 cigarettes a day right now. Our children are smoking 20 cigarettes a day. That's how bad the air is.
हम लोग अभी घर में बैठ के पढ़ाई करना चाहते हैं, but in this toxic air, we are breathing this toxic air to ask and demand for our right to live, our right to breathe.
आजादी,
अरे खांसी से भी
आजादी,
अरे लेके रहेंगे
आजादी.
The only thing that's clear amid the smog and the haze is that we Dilliwalas can't expect much help from our political leaders.
इसके लिए जनता को जागरूक होना बहुत जरूरी होगा. सभी लोग सरकारों पर ब्लेम करते हैं, वो बिल्कुल ठीक नहीं है. जनता को कुछ ना कुछ करना होगा.
That आम आदमी says it like it is. Forget about blaming the government. It's too far gone for that. We, the janta, have to act. We have to demand action from the government. We have to demand implementation of policies that actually work. Now, the Kejriwal government in Delhi has consistently blamed Punjab's farmers for turning the national capital into a gas chamber. These farmers burn stubble in their fields around Diwali every year to prepare for the next crop cycle. Even now, most farmers are continuing to burn stubble despite a Supreme Court ban. News 18 reporter Suraj Bhan spoke to farmers in Bhatinda and he says the farmers insist they have no other option. They're doing it despite being arrested and being made to pay fines.
250 से ज्यादा किसानों के खिलाफ मामले दर्ज हुए हैं. 5 लाख से ज्यादा किसानों से जुर्माना प्राप्त हो चुका है. 1400 ऐसी जगह जो सैटेलाइट के जरिए पता चली थी कि कहां-कहां किसान पराली जला रहे हैं.
So is that what the problem is? The winds blow all that smoke down from the fields in Punjab to Delhi and voila, the air quality index goes off the charts. Is it really that simple? Short answer, no. The fact is, since July 2017, Delhi has had just two days when the air quality was good. That means air that measures below 50 on the air quality index. So in the last 829 days, we've had 2 days of air that won't harm us. Can we blame all of this on just that small window when farmers burn their crop leftovers in Punjab? Doesn't make sense, right? The fact is that it's not stubble burning that's the biggest contributor to Delhi's air problem. It's vehicular pollution, smoke from cars. 41% of Delhi's pollution is because of its traffic. And it's not me saying it. It's a study by the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology. Pollution from cars has actually grown from 25.4% in 2010 to 41% in 2018. That's 41% of Delhi's pollution that is coming from cars. And of course it's grown. Look at the growth in the number of private vehicles. In 8 years, from 2010 to 2018, the number of registered cars in Delhi went from 57 lakhs to 110 lakhs. Almost double. We all want our own car. Some of us want two. In Delhi, we really don't know where to stop. Now, the odd-even scheme, where cars with number plates ending in odd numbers are allowed on the roads alternately with cars with even number plate licenses, may help. But it's just in place for 2 weeks. And the situation is so bad in Delhi that 2 weeks of odd-even is really only just a drop in the ocean. So maybe the Delhi government should seriously consider extending the odd-even scheme, even making it permanent. Because frankly, that's the only way some of us would even consider using public transport. And that's the other area which needs some serious work, public transport. The Delhi government recently made bus rides free for women. Yes, a good move to get more people to use public transport. But are Delhi's buses up to the challenge? Data shows that the number of people using Delhi's public buses have dropped from 46 lakhs to 31 lakhs in 6 years. That's partly because the Delhi Transport Corporation has cut down on a lot of routes and a lot of buses in its fleet. And here's more data. 99% of DTC buses are too old. They're not fuel efficient. And they're ending up adding to the pollution problem instead of helping to resolve it. And remember when I told you how the number of private cars in Delhi has almost doubled in the 8 years between 2010 and 2018? Guess how many new buses were added to the DTC fleet in 5 years between 2013 to 2018? One bus was added to the DTC fleet in 5 years. So do I even have to spell this out? Our transport system needs an overhaul so that we can put less cars on the road. Of course, first of all, this is Delhi. We have to want to put less cars on the road. We need the centre and the state governments to work together. We need serious implementation of some of the other anti-pollution measures like monitoring construction, industrial emissions. We need better infrastructure for electric cars, for carpool systems. We need long-term solutions for things like stubble burning. And please, we need less of the political blame game.
There needs to be structural, systemic intervention. They need to find a room for themselves. All the chief ministers, people in power.
How are you going to make India a $5 trillion economy if you end up spending $1 or $2 trillion on health of a sick workforce? So if you don't care about the environment, do it for economics. Cleaning up the air makes economic sense.
Delhi is blanketed in 50 shades of grey. And there's no light at the end of the tunnel. At least, not anytime soon. I'm Shayani Iyer. Drive Through will be back tomorrow.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.